So today is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. We know Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachi Sutta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. There's not a lot that is there in the appearance of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Needs translation? Okay. It's going to be tough then. All right. There is not a great deal of information about the exact appearance and early pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. We know that he appeared at Ekachakra along with many other great devotees, Mukunda, Murari Gupta, Birbhadra also, I believe. The Chaitanya Bhagavat, which has been translated by devotees, but there is no BBT publication of, states that we cannot understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. We who are Gaudiyas accept Lord Chaitanya to be Sakshat Hari, is directly Lord Krishna. Actually, he is Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, his combined form of Radha and Krishna. We all know that we worship Lord Chaitanya, and we're always talking about Guru and Gauranga, and we're celebrating Dol Yatra in a very big way. We are followers of Lord Chaitanya. But we should also constantly remember the pastimes and activities of Lord Nityananda, because Balaram, Hoilo Nitai, just as Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Balarama is, Nityananda is Balarama.
Sat-samaya විලා එවන් කාරකාරක දන්තයද කරන ඒම් පචෙක් පදලා විශ්වාස චත්‍රවාගේ බලදාහස දෙකන.
In the Vedic literature, it is stated, Nayang Atma Balahinena Labhya Na Bahuna Shrutena, that we require strength to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we get that strength from Bala Rama. Prabhupada often mentions that some rascal philosophers take this bala to mean physical strength. But this bala is not physical strength, it is spiritual strength. So, practically speaking, everything in the material world is depending upon spiritual strength. Just as we understand that the body is produced because of the presence of the soul, if the soul is not there, the body does not develop. But also in the same way, without getting strength from the subtle platform, from the spiritual platform, we cannot sustain ourselves in this material world while practicing Krishna consciousness. Practically speaking, it is very, very difficult in this Kali Yuga to be Krishna conscious. So we require the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and the only way to get that mercy is to constantly pray to Nityananda Prabhu. So this song from Prarthana, it is called Mana Shiksha, or teachings to the mind, teachings to the mind. It is a description of the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Nityananda Prabhu Kripa Varnana.
Nitai Padakamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. The material world is like a burning forest fire. In a forest fire, everyone in the forest is disturbed. The animals are disturbed, the snakes, the birds, if there are any humans there, everyone is disturbed. Everyone is in danger of losing their life. But it is said, Jechayai Jagata Jurai, that the lotus feet, Nitai Pada Kamala, they give us relief from the burning forest fire of material existence. So in English, this is called a metaphor. In other words, material life can be compared to a burning forest fire, and the lotus feet of Nityananda can be compared to a shower of rain, or another example is sometimes given of the cooling nature of the moon, how if someone works very hard in the daytime and they're very hot and full of sweat, and at nighttime they go out in the field, the moon shines down on them and they feel great relief. So this is the kind of relief that you get from the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Five thousand years ago, the Supreme Person appeared, Lord Krishna. In a very practical way, we know that when there is a good temple president, when there is a good GBC man, or for the non-devotees, when there is a good mayor, there is a good chief minister, when there is a good person in charge of our lives, we feel satisfaction, we feel peaceful in mind,
সৌদারা স্বরূপ বলছেন যে আমরা আমাদের কিন্তু ভালো ইনচার্জ নাই, আর ভালো আমাদের প্রেসিডেন্ট হয়, আমাদের বিদেশি খুব বেশি ভালো হয়, আমাদের সমাজে জিনিসটা খুবই ভালো হয়, তাহলে আমাদের খুব সন্তুষ্টি বোধ হয়, খুব ভালো লাগে।
Now, probably that wall will not fall down. I know you've got two devotees holding it up there, but three. But I think it will not. The wall is okay. You don't need to hold it up. Aage. Hi, Bal Prabhu. Prabhuji.
সপন
আগে So Lord Krishna appeared, the Supreme Person appeared, but hardly, maybe 100 people or less, recognized him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
কিন্তু শুধু কয়েকজন মাত্র কৃষ্ণকে চিনতে পেরেছিলেন, পরমেশ্বর ভগবান।
So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda appeared to help us understand Krishna and his pastimes and his instructions.
Nityananda Prabhu এবং চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু অর্জুন হয়েছিলেন আমাদের শিক্ষা দেওয়ার জন্য, কৃষ্ণ পরমেশ্বর ভগবান।
Therefore it is said, Hino nitai bine bai radha krishna paite nai. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can't understand the Supreme Person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We need the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
নিত্যানন্দ কৃপা বিনে রাধা কৃষ্ণকে পাওয়া যায় না, পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ তাকে জানতে হলে নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুর কৃপা প্রয়োজন, তার কৃপা ছাড়া আমরা ভগবানকে জানতেই পারব না।
With our heart, from the heart, we have to pray, we have to beg for the mercy of Nityananda. Otherwise, we will stay in this material world for millions and millions of years more, rotting, just like the garbage, if you leave it outside, it will rot. And we are rotting in this material world. We have to establish a relationship with Lord Nityananda. Se sambandha nahi jar brita janma gelo thar. Without such a relationship, we can't know Lord Nityananda. If we want to, for example, one thing that is on everybody's mind, without exception, is sex attraction, and therefore there is marriage. We have to establish a relationship with our spouse. If there is no relationship, then practically there is no marriage. So we must take trouble to establish a relationship. We all know this.
Amra jodi jodi jan namader hriday kam vasna thake এই কাম বাসনা পূরণ করার জন্য আমাদের বিয়ে করতে হয়, আর বিয়ে করার জন্য আমাদের সম্বন্ধ হতে হয়, সম্বন্ধ না করে বিয়ে করা চলতে হবে। তো সেরকম সম্বন্ধ করার কষ্ট করতে হবে, সেরকম আমাদের নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কৃপা লাভ করতে হবে। নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুর সঙ্গে আমাদের সম্পর্ক কি এটা জানতে হবে, নিত্যানন্দ প্রভুর সঙ্গে আমাদের সম্বন্ধ তৈরি করতে হবে।
So we may think that our relationship with other human beings is tangible, it's real. I can touch them, I can talk to them, I can reciprocate on a very visible level with them.
আমার সম্পর্ক একদম বাস্তব সম্পর্ক, আমি সত্যিকারে তাকে দেখতে পাচ্ছি, তার সঙ্গে কথা বলছি, তাকে স্পর্শ করতে পারছি, তার সঙ্গে সঙ্গ করছি, এটাই আমার প্রকৃত সম্বন্ধ করতে।
But what is this relationship with Nityananda? He left this world 500 years ago. But Nityananda, your relationship with Nityananda is more tangible than your relationship with this material body.
সম্পর্ক আমাদের সেটা আমাদের শারীরিক সম্পর্ক থেকে আরো অনেক বেশি দৃঢ় করে
দেহা দেহি বিভাগ নিঃস্বরে বিদিতে ক্বচিত। There is no difference between the Supreme Lord and his body. They are one and the same. And Lord Nityananda is forever present to those who keep him alive within their hearts.
Nityananda Prabhu sab samay ekhono vartman achen, jara take tader jibaner modhe tar hrider modhe ache dharon korechen tader jonno tini achen.
I know all of you, if you wanted something from the temple commander, from the temple president, from your spiritual master, you would go and talk to them. You would go and explain to them your problem. But how many of us talk to Lord Nityananda? He is here in the temple. You can come and talk to him. You can pray to him. He will reciprocate with you.
আপনি আসুন মন্দিরে কথা বলুন, তাকে প্রার্থনা জানান, আপনি তাকে প্রার্থনা জানালে তিনি আপনার প্রার্থনা আদান প্রদান করবেন।
Once we went to a program in Bombay with Srila Prabhupada. We went to the house of a very wealthy man who had very big bungalow, many cars, so many servants.
অনেক কার আছে, অনেক চাকর আছে এবং
So after the program, going back to Juhu in the car, Srila Prabhupada said, every time I go to the house of a wealthy man like this, I always pray to Krishna, please don't let me fall down. So we were all shocked. How? Prabhupada will never fall down. Why is he praying like that? And then a little later on we realized that the reason Prabhupada will never fall down is because he's always praying to Krishna, please don't let me fall down. Anyway, according to the Shastra, if we're not praying to Lord Nityananda, then we are boro, say pashu boro durachar. We are a very big animal, that's all. Only a very foolish mudha does not take to the process of devotional service. That is expressed here in this bhajan. Nitai ahankare matta hoya nitai padapasariya asatyare satya korimani. The reason people don't surrender to Krishna is because of false ego, ahankar. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to have a standard policy in the mutt that every brahmachari every day would render some kind of little service to five other members of the mutt. To five other members of the mutt, he would, every brahmachari would render some small service. Otherwise, we remain very puffed up and proud, ahankara vimudatma kartahamiti manyate. We think that we are the controllers in this world, and we're actually not only ordinary mudas, we're vimuda. So we will get our strength from Balarama, how we can overcome our false ego and become Krishna conscious. Here are some verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and other places about the glories of Lord Nityananda. Now, already many of you are falling asleep, so I hope this will not put more of you to sleep. There are a number of very interesting pastimes of Lord Nityananda. One of them, of course, he was something like an avaduta. And he would do many things that, many unpredictable things. Once there was a group of devotees going from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, and Nityananda Prabhu was traveling along with them. So it just so happened in one particular place they had no proper residence, and they all had to sleep underneath a tree. Usually Shivananda Sena organized all of these trips of the Bengali Vaishnavas going to Puri. And usually he did a very good job, but in this one place, there was no proper place to sleep and no proper arrangement for prasad. So Lord Nityananda became very angry, and he cursed the sons of Nityananda, of Shivananda, saying that they would all die. So the wife of Shivananda Sen, she began to cry because she thought, oh, now my sons will die very soon. They've been cursed by Nityananda. He's very powerful. So then Shivananda returned back, he had gone ahead, he returned and he saw his wife crying. And after understanding the reason, he chastised her, "You foolish woman. If Lord Nityananda wants us all to die right now, that is very good. It is His mercy." So then Shivananda Sen went to Nityananda Prabhu, and Nityananda Prabhu gave him a good kick, very severe kick. Where is the arrangement for prasadam? So Nityananda Prabhu was acting just like an ordinary person who was angry because he couldn't get prasadam, although he himself is providing for everyone in the universe. He is playing with his devotee, Shivananda Sen. So there are many pastimes of Lord Nityananda. Certainly, we cannot imitate him in any way, and especially in this pastime of Shivananda Sen. If you go and kick someone, you may not find that they take it as your mercy. Now, I have many verses here to read, and I think it's too much to read them and get the translation. No. Yeah, Sanskrit and, well, most of them are in Sanskrit, but some are in Bengali, but they're, you know, transliteration. Well, do you want to read them? You can just read them from here and translate them directly. Oh. But they know Bengali. All right. We'll see how far we get. May Sri Nityananda Rama be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and Shirodakshayi Vishnu.
Mahavishnu.
As well as Shesha are his expansions. And the expansions of his expansions. This is from Adi Lila, first chapter, seventh verse. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chatur Vyuha. He has full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karana Dakshai Vishnu lying on the Karna ocean is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. Adi 1-9. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu sprouts the lotus stem. That is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. So we have Karana Dakshaya Vishnu, and from his navel there is a lotus flower. There's a stem and then the flower. So within that stem, all the planetary systems are existing. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shirodakshaya Vishnu is the super soul of all living entities. And the maintainer of all the universe. Shesha Naga is Nityananda's further sub-part. Nityananda Balite Hoya Krishna Premodai Aulaya Shakala Anga Ashru Ganga Vaya. Simply by talking of Nityananda Prabhu, one awakens his love for Krishna. Thus all his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy.
समस्त गाय संघ प्रेनेट विकार.
This is talking about someone who talks about Nityananda Prabhu. All his bodily limbs are agitated by ecstasy, and tears flow from his eyes like the waters of the Ganges or Ganga. That's from the Adi Lila 8th chapter, 23rd verse. Bada Guta Nityananda Eha Avatare Chaitanya Dekaya Jare Se Dekite Pare. In this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is carefully hidden.
Gupta.
Only if Lord Chaitanya himself reveals Nityananda Prabhu can anyone see him. Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya 3171. Name Nityananda Tumi Rupe Nityananda A Tumi Nityananda Rama Murti Manta. Your name is Nityananda. Your form is also Nityananda, or full of eternal bliss. You are Nityananda because you are Lord Balaram personified. From the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda Parjatana Bhojana Bibhara. Nityananda bina kichu nahika tomara. With great bliss you wander here and there, you eat, and you act in different ways. With great bliss you wander here and there, you eat, and you act in different ways. There is never a time when you are not blissful. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nityananda prasade se hoya Vishnu bhakti janiha Krishnara Nityananda purna shakti. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains devotion to Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Please know that Lord Nityananda has all the power of Lord Krishna. Krishnara Dvitiya Nityananda Bhai Nai Sangi Saka Sayana Bhojana Bandhu Bhai. Lord Nityananda is not different from Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda is Lord Krishna's associate. Lord Nityananda is Lord Krishna's friend, his couch, his ornaments, and kinsmen. Kinsmen means relatives.
Uh, Kinsmen,
couch, ornaments, and kinsmen. Couch, matlab asan or something. Berera agamya nityananda charita sarva jiva janaka lakshaka sarva mitra. Even the Vedas cannot approach Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda is the father of all living entities. He is their protector and their friend. His every action is filled with the nectar of love for Lord Krishna. By serving Lord Nityananda, one attains pure love and devotion to Lord Krishna. Therefore, with great devotion, please tie around your heads these pieces of Lord Nityananda's coping. Take them home and worship them with care. One who has faith and devotion for Lord Nityananda has faith and devotion for me, Lord Chaitanya, also. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma bow down before Lord Nityananda's feet. Therefore, all of you should place your love in Lord Nityananda's feet. So that was all from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Then there is more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is also Nityanandastakam by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And there are literatures that one can read, even our own Mahanidhi Swami has written appreciating Navadvip Dham, and Panchatattva, the Five Features of God by Satyaraj Das. These are both books with more information about Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu made one amazing prediction. Ek adbhuta mandir a hoybe prakash goranga nitya seva hoybe vikash. Someday one astounding temple will appear from which Lord Gauranga's eternal service will be spread all over the world.
अद्भुत मंदिर होने के कारण गौरव्य सेवा होने के कारण.
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that anyone who will help in the building of this Adbhuta Mandir, Bhaktivinoda Thakur will personally come and take that devotee back to Godhead. So here in Calcutta, we have a great opportunity to help build this Adbhuta Mandir. We don't know exactly when, but it will happen because Srila Prabhupada desired it to happen, and so did Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Nityananda Prabhu predicted it. Okay, now what we're going to do is, how many of you know some pastime of Lord Nityananda? Any pastime of Lord Nityananda? How many know? Huh? Any of you know any pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu? Okay, you come and speak something. Yeah. What is your name? Giridhari Gopinath? Huh? Yes. So you're a disciple of Jayapataka Maharaj? So you can tell a pastime with a lot of lot of description, a lot of enthusiasm.
Jai.
Papi papi jata chilo. Arinamayu.
Jai.